big event going on over in Milland on Sunday. And joining us on the phone right now is Ashley Johnson from Place Based Productions. And thanks for joining me, Ashley.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, of course, me and you go way back, right?
Right, we go way back to the Spirit of Appleton play that happened last year. You had a great, awesome role in that production.
Yeah, that was a fun time. It was a great turnout and just a great play, Spirit of Appleton play. And I enjoyed playing Governor Benson. It was fun.
It was really great. And we are very excited to say that we are doing another production, starting rehearsals here in September in Milan.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit. That's exciting news. But a big event coming up in Milan this Sunday. Tell us all about it, Ashley.
Yeah, so we are hosting an event along with the Greater Milan Initiative and the Milan Teen Center in Burns Park. It's called Music and Movies in Milan. It's this Sunday, July 30th, from 6 to 10 p.m. We are having lots of activities going on in the park. We'll have ice cream social, lawn games, photo booths. There will be a community sing-along and a jam session. So we're encouraging everyone who attends to bring an instrument. We'll have some chords and lyric sheets of some well-known traditional songs. And then we'll also have some local musicians play live music before we start the outdoor movie. We'll have one of the big blow-up movie screens, and we'll have some live music prior to playing the outdoor movie, which is Back to the Future.
All right.
And that will start right at dusk.
All right, one of my favorite movies. Yeah, and you, Andrew, your partner in Place Based Productions, is going to be joining you with some music before the movie, I understand, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. And we also have slots for local musicians. We're doing a sign-up from 6 to 7 p.m. Anyone can come and say they want to, you know, play one or two songs, and we'll put them on the list. So there's the community sing-along. There's also kind of an open mic portion of the evening. And then Andrew Gaylord and I, who are the co-directors of Place Based Productions, the folks putting on the play in Milan and who did the show in Appleton last year, we will be sharing some music from our past productions, as well as giving a sneak peek into some of the music we have created for the upcoming production in Milan called This Land Is My Land.
Oh.
Milan.
You're gonna play the Spirit of Appleton theme song?
Maybe. You'll have to come by and check it out and see which ones we do.
Okay. Yeah, big event, music and movies in Burns Park in Milan on Sunday, July 30th. I know, Ashley, you and Andrew have been spending a lot of time in Milan gathering stories from people and getting to know the people of Milan, aren't you? Haven't you?
Yes, we've been doing research and interviews and story circles, talking to as many people as possible for the last 8 months. And then we've created an original script with original music based on the history and stories of Milan. That performance will happen on October 6th and 7th. We are holding auditions for that show coming up on Saturday, August 9th and Sunday, August 20th. We'll have a lot more details on that. Hopefully do another interview on air.
Yep.
About that. But we'll be talking a lot about the show at this event on Sunday. We'll also have audition flyers and an opportunity to sign up for auditions if you come to Burns Park on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, all the information will be there this Sunday in Milan. Ashley, what have you learned about Milan?
So, you know, we've spent quite a bit of time with Mr. Billy Thompson, and I can tell you we could write an entire play just from an hour of conversations with him. but, you know, we've learned a lot about the founding of the community, the awesome Norwegian history, and the more recent Micronesian immigration, and the stories and mythologies that come from all of the different cultures that have come through Milan. And you'll see a little bit of all of that in the production itself. You know, Milan has been an amazing home to so many different cultures, and we really highlight that in this upcoming production.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, and I understand you got a chance to meet 105-year-old Lila Strand, too.
We did. We went out to Lila Strand's farmhouse, and she told us about, you know, the dust coming in during the dust bowl and having to turn her plates upside down so that they wouldn't have dust in their dinner, and, you know, all kinds of amazing stories from Lila.
Yep, she's quite a woman. So, yeah, well, this exciting time for Milan. You know, I just want to encourage everyone to come over to Milan, sign up, get some information about This Land Is My Land, the play-by-play space productions. You don't have to have any acting experience. A lot of, like myself, I had a little acting experience, but, you know, singing and, you know, just whatever. Bring your talents to Milan and talk to Ashley on Sunday.
Absolutely. And we'll also be looking for volunteers. If you're not interested in acting, or if you would rather sing or dance or help design the set or costume, there's lots of opportunities to be involved if you're feeling a little stage shy. But there's lots of opportunities for folks of all ages and all levels to get involved.
That's right. And you don't necessarily have to be from Milan. Is that right, Ashley?
That's true. Anyone in the surrounding area or further, however far you want to drive, if you have some kind of affinity to Milan and you want to be a part of this, everyone is welcome.
Okay. Why don't you take our listeners through the event again on Sunday? What's going on there again?
Yep. So Sunday, July 30th, music and movies in Burns Park in Milan. The event is from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m., starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have an ice cream social, lawn games, photo booth all set up. Then at 7, we'll do a community sing-along and jam session. So we're encouraging everyone to bring their instruments as we sing and play together, or just come along to listen. And then we'll have an open mic and some live music by local musicians sharing some songs about the upcoming production in Milan. And then at dusk, around 8:15, 8:30 p.m., we'll start our outdoor movie, Back to the Future.
All right. That sounds great, Ashley, and looking forward to that. And should be a fun time. So have fun Sunday then.
Thank you so much, Paul.
You bet. Hey, before I let you go, I got to ask you about Gus the Bus. Ashley has bought a bus, and she's named it Gus. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Gus is a mobile artist residency that I also use as, while I'm on the road, kind of traveling from place to place, as a place to lay my head. So it's a converted little short school bus that is really about, you know, collecting stories in small towns about the amazing arts and culture activities that are happening in small towns really around the country. So keep an eye out for Gus the Bus in southwestern Minnesota over the next few months.
I love that story, Ashley. It's great. You can follow you on Facebook,
Paul.
Too, right?
Yeah. The project is called Public Transformation, a little play on public transportation.
All right. Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, Paul.
You bet. That's Ashley Johnson from Play Space Production. Head on over to Milan Sunday at Burns Park from 6 to 10. Say hi to Ashley and Andrew and others and enjoy some live music and then a movie, Back to the Future.